In the light of the news this week that the Weir would be leaving Belfast, after my initial reaction that this was a bad news story, I then started thinking that Belfast's loss might possibly be Derry's gain. Definitely, now given the tourism benefits that it could bring, it would enhance what's already a fantastic tourist product we have here in the city, and indeed the whole northwest region, and the effect that could have stimulating the local economy.
As you said there, Mark, if it was to come to Derry, it would be a great coup, but would it be financially possible?
Well, that's the thing. We're still at very embryonic stages of this, but I'll be sitting down now with officers, council officers, people charged with the regeneration of the city and indeed developing the tourism potential of the city. And while there is no doubt that this would be a fantastic attraction, we do, unfortunately, or realistically, have to weigh up costs against benefits and see how much this would cost and how it could be financed.
Do you think the Weir could enhance Derry's chances of winning the City of Culture competition?
Yeah, I think it's very timely, given the City of Culture bid. Like, I know over the past couple of years, the Weir has become very much a mainstay of Belfast's skyline, and I think it could have a similar impact here.